On today's podcast, we talk about the dynamics of friendships, how they evolve, grow, and change. We explore changes in these relationships that can be challenging yet beautiful at the same time. We talk about our personal experiences of loss and transitions in our lives. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
We are back.
We're back.
Today, we are going to be talking about friendships.
Yep.
We are talking about keeping and losing friends.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like we have a lot of experience in both those topics of keeping friends and losing them.
Yeah.
I think that we also have a lot of friends that we've known since, you know, we were young.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's one of those things that there's also like a vulnerable part to it because I've also have lost friends along the way, some that I wanted and some that I didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I have filtered out the, you know, negative toxic ones out, but I also feel like I've lost friends that, you know, I just feel like we just went separate directions and that's okay. But then I have friends where it was hard to let go because they distant themselves. So I think there's different factors that play a role in all of this. I feel like,
yeah, I think I see I see friendships a bigger picture. And what I mean by that is I see it as just relationships in general, right? I feel like when it comes to your friendships, it is just like any other relationship, like a romantic relationship or a family member relationship.
Minus the sex.
Right? Well, I don't know. There's some people with friends with benefits. That's a thing.
That's different.
But I see it as work. I think relationships, all relationships require work. And I think that that applies for friendships as well. I feel like it is consistent, constant. And I think it requires sometimes no energy and sometimes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I think it's an alignment thing sometimes too.
Definitely.
I feel like if you're aligned with someone, you feel it more. And then I think sometimes you just don't.
I also think that alignment changes as we get older, right? Who you could be aligned with in your 20s versus in your 30s versus in your 40s, it changes over time.
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, I think it takes constant effort and time and energy and consistency and communication to really make a friendship last, just like a relationship.
So I was thinking about our conversation yesterday. You know, you and I had a conversation about a particular friend slash colleague, and we were talking about whatever we were talking about. I thought about myself, and we were talking about relationships and went into relationships. And I was thinking for myself, I'm not a good texter. I'm really not. You know this about me. You're smiling. I am the worst, and I'm notorious for looking at a text message and then getting back to someone maybe at the end of the day or maybe the next day or maybe even like 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but I do filter them. So if it's an emergency, I'll be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I think that sometimes that could be offensive, and I absolutely acknowledge that and recognize that. Now, there are people I feel like I have probably offended by not getting back to them quick enough or by not following through, et cetera, et cetera. But I have noticed the people that genuinely care ask me, hey, you haven't responded to my text messages, or hey, I've noticed you're not really making an effort. With those particular uncomfortable conversations, I feel the closest to those individuals.
Right. I think you make a really good point. And just to your point on if they care, then they will kind of understand. I think people care. I think your friendships are very caring. They're loving. They love you. They care for you. I just think that people show differently, right? That like a friend could care, but they don't want to show it. Mm-hmm. So they kind of retract and don't tell you how they feel because they have maybe a vulnerability issue.
Right.
Whereas another friend might not have a vulnerability issue and they will tell you how they feel. I just think that people are different in their interactions with you, but I don't see it as like them not caring. I just see it as like they just do it differently. Some people, like you said, they may personalize it and they may just feel, I don't know, defensive in their actions and not respond back to you. Mm-hmm. But I do believe, I mean, speaking of keeping friends, I do believe it's really important to be consistent in your communication with your friends. And not a lot of people do that.
I think consistency is so important. And you know, you're right about the word care. You're absolutely right about that. It's not always about whether they care or not. It can be beyond that. It could be their own stuff of vulnerability. I love that. I love that you said that because that's a really good point. Consistency is so important. Consistency is valuable, and consistency, I think, is what really builds. And it's not just being consistent with making time for someone. It's not just consistent with calling someone. It's showing up in whatever shape or form that is. I will show up if you need me somewhere.
Right.
But then the thing that comes to my mind is, well, what if that's not articulated and they're stuck in that, you know, being upset with me not responding back?
Yes, but I also feel like effort is part of friendship too. And if you're the one that always is initiating the conversation, it just becomes this redundant cycle of you initiating and, you know, the other person just not talking to you about how they feel. I think that friendships take, it's give and take. It's right. Not just take, and it's not just give. Mm-hmm. You know, and I do feel like in order for a friendship to last, which is part of keeping friends, is to put in the effort. You know, there are friends where you can see them like all the time, me and you. Mm-hmm. I think that we tend to see each other all the time. And yeah. I feel like we put in the effort to also create that space for us when we need it. And there are friends that you don't see for a very long time, but yet you might text them or they might text you to say, hey, I'm thinking of you. You know, friends that just kind of are there, but arms like kind of like in a distance. Mm-hmm. And then when they kind of reach out, it feels like time hasn't passed. Mm-hmm. And then you have friends where it's like they have kids and they have like families that they have to take care of. And it's not the same as like me and you hanging out, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Everybody, I think, has their own space in your life. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like in order for friendships to last, it needs to be constant effort. It's when you stop putting effort is when you lose friends. Mm.
I have friends that I have a couple of friends that I grew up with and actually became much closer to these two individuals as an adult. And I'm so grateful for them. And we're in such different places in our lives. They both have families. They both have children. Really busy. And with my type of personality, I do not get offended if I don't get invited to X, Y, and Z, you know, when they're doing kid stuff. But there's something about the connection that I have with them. And I don't know if it's because I grew up with them, because I don't talk to them all the time, but I feel so connected to them. So can we speak a little bit about that? Why is it that with some people, like you said, we don't have to talk to them all the time, but we still feel, I guess, aligned is the first thought that comes to my mind.
The first word that came to me is maturity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I believe that maturity can happen as you get older. Like you can build on maturity as you get older, but guess what? There are people who get older and lose maturity. Mm. Does that make sense?
There are people that get older but lose maturity.
Right.
Speak on that.
So we grow up and we build on friendships, right? That we've known in our 20s. Like I met you in my 30s, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I've had friends for a very long time, and some have stayed and some have gone. But I feel like the reason why we don't align anymore with that person is because our level of awareness is growing and our level of maturity is growing and theirs is declining to the point that before they used to make more effort, before they used to invite you and communicate with you, before they included you as a family, and then now they're just in a different phase in their lives where they're like phasing you out, but they're not communicating that. You know, I just feel like, you know, we also experience ghosting. We're getting ghosted by friends sometimes, and it's so sad.
It's true. It's a thing. The thing that comes to my mind is when you say declining, I think of like stagnant. I think, could they be stagnant?
Yeah.
Could they be stuck with whatever is happening in their lives?
But people also change for the worse. Sorry to interrupt you. Just wanted to add that.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They it's an op, it's a possibility of that. There's, you know, different ways you can go from the worse. You're right. You can either grow from it and, or the polar opposite of that. You can get stuck in it or, to your point, decline maybe.
And maybe it's not, maybe it, they align with other people that are in their level of awareness at that time of their lives.
Yeah. I feel people come into our lives for seasons as well. And I think sometimes if we are not aware and mindful of ourselves and again, what our needs and what our wants are, I feel like that's the common thread here, the common theme here when it comes to relationships. We're not familiar, if we're not aware of what our needs and wants are, even in our friendships, I feel like other issues can come up out of that. Resentment can come out of that. Issues can come out of that. I don't know. It's, I think you have to be aware of yourself and your growth, or if you're not growing wherever you're at, to really connect with whoever is around you, including friendships, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I do believe that the level of awareness has a lot to do with it. Emotional maturity has a lot to do with it. But you know, not every friend is emotionally mature. And I feel like as therapists, we're, our level of awareness is very different. And you know, what, how you get along, how we get along with one another could be very different how we get along with other people around us. But also, I have friends that I've known since 5 years old, one friend in particular, and I always said, like, I can't imagine doing life without her, and I don't see her every day. But when I do see her, it's like time has not passed and we are so connected. And then there are friends that I've known from college where, you know, we don't talk as much anymore. And, you know, I just felt like that person would be part of my life forever. And I don't know if there's like shifts in people sometimes, like when they're in a very low part of their life, they kind of shift gears and they stop talking to friends that they've known for a very long time. And then they start becoming, befriending other people that they've known for a short period of time. But I am the type of person that I can still be friends with somebody, you know, at, that I've known for 20 years, but I don't have to stop talking to them and yet still grow more than them. Does that make sense? Like my level of growth could be faster than everybody else, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. I can still align with them in different areas of life.
Yeah. You are, you maintain some form of connection with them through whatever works for both of you guys. But it is, that's the thing, is works for both of you guys. It can't just be one way.
Yeah. I think I was talking to you about like how sad it is to lose friends. And I was just talking to my best friend that I've known for since 5 years old. And she's also going through that too, filtering out certain people in their lives. And honestly, people are filtering themselves out as well. So I just feel like in this time period in our lives, there's a lot of transitions. Do you feel that?
I definitely feel that. You know, I went through something pretty traumatic early on in this year. And with that event, it just helped me shift my priorities in life with all of my relationships. And it helped me really connect to myself, which then helped me see how I can use my time effectively. And, you know, in relationships and friendships, I have to say I haven't had a toxic friend in my life for a long time. I don't have any toxic people around me. And I haven't had a toxic friend, I would say, for the last 10 years of my life.
I definitely have.
Yeah, I've had really good people.
Unfortunately.
Really, really good people. I've been surrounded by really, really good people. However, just because they're really good people, it doesn't mean that I have to stay somewhere that doesn't feel like I'm aligned anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So does that mean that you keep them in arm's length? Does that mean that your relationship just shifts? Like, you used to hang out every week. Now you guys hang out every couple of months. You know what I mean? Like, what does that shift look like? That change look like?
So where I'm at with that is I am distant. That feels safe for me right now because I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm still trying to figure out my relationships, to be honest. And I haven't had conversations with anyone, any direct conversations with anyone. But with that being said, as I'm digressing, my point is that even with good people in your life, if you're not aligned with them and if you're not feeling connected with them, you don't have to be not authentic and
or forceful
if you're not feeling it. If it doesn't feel authentic, don't do it.
Yeah, I think it's such a vulnerable subject for us to talk about because I also think that a lot of people who, hopefully it's a lot of people who listen to us, also can reflect on what we're saying and can really kind of digest it and think about, oh yeah, I'm also going through that transition and that change too. I was going to just add on to what you were saying is, it sounds to me very different than how you were in the past. Mm-hmm. And one thing that comes up for me is like people pleasing. I feel like I used to be a people pleaser for so long. I call myself recovering people pleaser. And I wonder if you felt that way too. And this is very transitional for you. It's like transformation. There's a transformation mm-hmm. there. It's very transformative mm-hmm. for you. And it could be very uncomfortable because you've never been in this situation.
Right. People pleasing is not being your true authentic self. And you're absolutely right. I feel like that is something I have struggled with in the past and I still struggle with today. And it's a forever learning and growth area for me, I think. And I'm okay with that. And I don't want to be that person anymore.
Same.
I don't want to be that person to anyone because it's not authentic. I do value and cherish when people are happy or when people are happy with me. That's very important for me, but not out of the expense of my own happiness.
And on that note, when we're talking about keeping friends, right? You also have to respect your friend's boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if one day, you know, you're not responding back to me, I'm not personalizing it. That's number one. Do not personalize. Mm-hmm. It's not you. It's never about you, really.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's mm-hmm. not. It's never about like the other person. So if you're not texting me, I'm not going to be like, oh, she's ignoring me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just like, oh, that's Adrene. I'm just going to text her again.
Yes.
So that's the thing. Like, try not to personalize. If you want to keep friends.
Yeah.
Do not personalize. It's never usually about you. And even thinking about friends that I've been distant with, I'm really trying not to personalize it, but it's hurtful. It's mm-hmm. really sad mm-hmm. because you care and love, you love that person, you care for them. So I think there's like a grief and loss that I'm experiencing in that,
mm-hmm.
but I stop people pleasing. And you know, my past self would have been texting, calling, texting some more, trying to figure out plans, but I'm exhausted
mm-hmm.
of continuously being that person just to be part of, you know, their lives.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I stopped people pleasing is when I really recognized who my true close friends are.
Yeah. I think you're really good about I think you're really consistent, to be honest. I got to give you credit where it's due.
Oh, thanks.
Natalie is my emergency call.
You know I'm going to text you right away.
I'm not kidding you. She will literally, if she does not answer a phone call, I am concerned. But if I don't answer a phone call, Natalie's like, oh, okay, she'll just call me in a couple hours. She's fine.
Yes.
For me, I'm like, did someone do something to Natalie if she doesn't respond? So you're pretty consistent. And I think,
you
value your relationships. You really make an effort for your relationships. And yeah. That's what I was really attracted to you about. I mean, even the way we met, we hit it off. Yes, we had a lot in common, but I think you really made a lot of effort. And of course it helps that now we work in the same office. So we see each other, but even that, when we're in the same office together, we barely see each other in between clients.
I was just thinking about what you said, and it took me back to connection. Mm-hmm. And it took me back to because connection is key to friendships, to any kind of relationships. I'm thinking, when it comes to friends, was I ever connected to them, and were they ever connected to me?
Even though you were super consistent, even though you would always responded, were you really connected? Wow. So me, polar opposite, you polar opposite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just feel like, I wonder if I've ever really connected with them. And I do believe connection is key to a lasting friendship. So I feel like even though we haven't been friends for 20 years, but we have a connection that I feel like can last for a very long time. Mm. I personally, something that you just said, that I value friendships, I do, but I don't know if you noticed this about me. I'm very standoffish when I just meet someone. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's shyness. I just have a little bit of a wall until I get to know someone. Mm-hmm. And it's not about like I'm not being myself. I have a hard time trusting friends. And I think that's come from, toxic friendships from the past. And it has a lot to do with me, I chose that, but I learned, and I felt like, I always tell my group of friends that like, you're the new friend that I brought to that group because I don't share or I don't introduce them to my specific group because I just know. Mm-hmm. I just know the group that I have, and they're ever growing and they're ever changing, and we are challenging each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we continue making an effort to a long-lasting relationship. I have different groups. Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of friendships, of keeping friends and losing friends, but I have different groups. I have a group that I've known since like I was 18. I have a group, like one person that I've known since I was 5, and we're still best friends. I have a group that I've known since I was 18 years old. And to be honest, I even have group from high school that that blossomed over time. And there was other people that we met along the way. But I do believe that it takes effort. Mm-hmm. I really do. I mean, and it's not just one way. It has to be like at least every person in the group.
Yeah. I think for me, at some point when I stopped personalizing things, I started having deeper relationships with the people that I feel most aligned with, and obviously they feel aligned with me too. And those are the people. I don't talk to them every single day. I don't talk to these friends every day. To be quite frank, even with you, you're the most consistent friend in my life. I don't talk to you every day. I didn't talk to Natalie all weekend. And then yesterday she called me on her drive and she's like, I just wanted to catch up. I haven't talked to you. That was kind of cute. And I really needed to talk. So of course she reached out when she knows.
I felt it.
She felt it. So I think that, cause I have those friends too, that I've been friends for over a decade, and our relationship evolved. I have a friend who became my real estate agent, and I love her. I don't talk to her every day, but she's amazing. And to your point, boundaries. I love that. Let's talk about boundaries. Mm-hmm. I feel like I did not have boundaries in the past. I think that's changed for me significantly.
Yeah, you're really good with your boundaries. A no is a no. You know what I mean? There's no changing it.
Yeah, no is a no. I'm good. And that's changed for me, Nat.
Yeah.
I was not like that before. I would say yes, or I would do things that I really didn't want to for people pleasing purposes, or to beyond people pleasing, to be accepted, to feel accepted.
Oh, yeah. A sense of approval. Don't you think that comes from childhood?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm putting my therapist hat on.
Yeah, totally. I know for me growing up, I never knew where I belonged. Never knew where I belonged. And I always had one best friend growing up. that I had two of them, and I always felt safe with that individual. But even that, you know, I always had the friend that was super popular, that always had the other friends. And then I would be around those friends. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm friends with these people too. And yeah, we would hang out, but they were never my friends. And so even from a young age, I've learned that I really truly valued connection and, only allowed myself, maybe, or the universe gave me this one individual for me to be where I'm at today, to learn like, okay, enough is enough. You can give yourself, or you can have connections, deep connections with various people. You just have to be mindful of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just thinking about, like, you know, my, middle school times, and I felt like, I definitely felt like I needed a sense of approval, validation, from other people in my life, whether it's like the popular group that I wanted to be included. And there's so many factors that play a role. I don't want to like really get into it. Like, why do we need a sense of approval or validation? But I also struggled with my sense of self as, you know, growing up in middle school, because I thought I want to be in the quote unquote popular group. And there were some really, really good friends that I'd still like maintained friendships, but I was like all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of spilled over even after high school, when I met certain toxic people in my life. And again, I was a giver and I was a people pleaser. And I was always the one who was like, yeah, like I'll be there for you, whatever you need. Oh, you need money, I'll give you money, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, going back to that, I'm thinking about how hard it was for me to actually build loyal, trustworthy friendships. Mm-hmm. And my friend that I've known since I was 5 years old, she was coming and going because like she left my school and went to another school. And yet we still maintained a friendship, but she wasn't there in middle school. So I've had a very difficult time finding my space and myself, I guess finding myself in friendship groups. And I think that just kind of, you know, mm-hmm. got worse over time until I got to my 30s, and I had to kind of retract and really filter out just like not so great people in my life.
So how do you eliminate toxic people from your lives, or from our lives, I should say?
I think if there's a level of toxicity, and you can have a conversation with someone and say, you know, I really appreciated all these years of friendships. It's like breaking up, you know, it's like you're breaking up with that person. And just let them know that you're in a different place, in a different space. Let's just be honest. That's not going to happen. You just kind of like stop talking to that person.
You know what I was thinking?
I was like, what am I doing?
Where is she going here?
I had to take off my therapist hat on, and I was like, no, that doesn't happen. You just stop talking to that person. And now I'm thinking about it as like, I'm not toxic, but it's like, why are other people like some good people who have left my life? It's not my choice. You know what I mean? But I think about it and I'm like, gosh, like I'm not toxic. You know what I mean? But speaking of just kind of going back to what you said, like for toxic people, you just stop talking to them. And to be honest, toxic people love confrontation and arguments. So within the confrontation and arguments, you just block them and move on. That's it.
Easy. I was thinking it's pretty common. We hear ghosting amongst romantic situations quite often, but what people really don't realize is ghosting actually happens in friendships quite often as well. I mean, listen, it's really uncomfortable to have a conversation with someone to say, hey, this isn't working. It's like, you don't know how the other person's going to take it. You don't know how you're going to take it. But I do believe it requires a level of emotional maturity to have that type of conversation. And I feel like if you can make an effort to have that conversation with someone, then wonderful. If the effort isn't there on either side, and or if you're not wanting to go there with that person, then do you.
Yeah, but with a toxic person, you have to go no contact. There's no other way around it. You can't have a conversation with them, because with a toxic person, they don't take accountability for their actions, because if they did, then they wouldn't be toxic. Mm-hmm. But with someone that you really truly care about and love, you can sit and have a conversation with them, and and tell them how you really feel, but if it's still not being heard and respected, what do you do then?
I feel like as at least you tried. And then boundaries. So when I think of boundaries, I think, what are my own limitations? What are the things that I need to do to protect me? I think when we think of boundaries, we think, okay, the other person has to respect my boundaries. The other person has to listen to my boundaries. Well, you're just going to keep hitting your head on a wall if you keep thinking that way. When it comes to boundaries, you have to think about, what are your own limitations and can you honor your own boundaries, right? So then that's when you have to incorporate your own boundaries. For me, no, a hard no is a hard no. A hard no is a no to me.
I was thinking about, as you were talking about that, I was thinking about, like, do you feel friendships don't work out because also they have their own insecurities that they're dealing with?
Absolutely.
And just their level of ego and stubbornness causes a drift in friendships.
Absolutely. I think ego definitely plays a role, or ego can play a role when it comes to a destructive relationship, including a friendship. And maybe that person is in your life for you to realize how much your ego is inserting itself.
And sometimes when friendships kind of take a turn, and we're talking about friendships that have been like, they've known each other for like 20 plus years, and things change. Right. As you get older, like you said, you change sometimes for the worse and then sometimes for the better. But I also think that there's a level of grief and loss here.
100%.
When you care for your friends, but realize that you're not in the same level of alignment, like you said, and you're kind of grieving that relationship or that friendship. You're sad, then you're angry, then you're thinking back and you're like, can I do something different? And until you get to a place at some point, you accept it as right. is, but it's sad. I wonder what you think of that. Have you, known someone for a very long time and they just kind of like slipped out of your life?
I think for the most part, I have maintained a lot of my long-term relationships. I have not had a loss of a friendship for over a decade. However, I am in a transition in my life currently where I am not as involved as I was in certain groups of friends.
I have to say how proud I am of you. I'm so proud of you because it's not easy to just kind of shift gears in your life. And I think it's so necessary because I've seen you grow in such a short amount of time. And not only as a therapist, but just as a person, like as an individual, like you're not such a people pleaser anymore. Even when I met you, the first couple of months, I noticed that pleasing side. And we had that conversation. I just have noticed such a huge growth in you. And I hope you know that because I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I do think that my life lesson is forever and it's evolving and changing, but going through what I went through in the beginning of this year really helped me make more sense of what my purpose is.
Sure.
And it's bigger, right? And
definitely.
Going back to this particular group of friends, they're like, I want to emphasize, really good people, but people don't have to be amazing for you to not be aligned to them anymore. And that's where I'm at. So I haven't had any uncomfortable conversations. I haven't had any hard conversations. The life event that I went through has allowed me to create space for me to prioritize family. But with that being said, I'm sure at some point conversations will happen. And I'm okay with that because it is a sense of loss, but I don't think I've started the grieving process just yet. And I don't know. I don't know is it like, to your point, is it an arm's length thing? Is it... I really don't know. To be quite frank with you, I'm still trying to figure it out.
I think time is everything. Time is of essence. Time is medicine. Time heals. Even though we work on ourselves, like go to therapy, talk to our friends and families, time will tell sometimes. You know, there are friends that you might distance yourself or shift in different paths in life, and then the path will bring you guys back. You never know. And some people, you know, the path is not for them and they just go on a different journey, and that's okay too. But I've come to certain acceptance in my life. It's not easy, but I'm really happy with where I am in my life. I have maintained a lot of friends for sure, but I'm sure a lot of people who are listening are also experiencing what we are in our lives. And I hope that this is something that they can reflect on and they can relate to.
I think so. I think as therapists, we're still trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
I always say we're human first.
Right.
And we're therapist second.
Right.
To be honest, we're human first at the end of the day.
Right. You know, I do have to add one thing that has shifted my relationships, because I haven't lost or walk away from all of my relationships. But one thing that's shifted is me really self-reflecting and learning about myself, like what's important, where I want to put my time. And I've traveled the most that I've traveled this entire year. And I travel a lot.
That's because you met me.
And that's because I met you. Yes, I needed a travel buddy, which is pretty accurate, 100%. But this year in itself, what a blessing to be able to go to Europe twice. Never done that before. I've never been able to do that. But I realized how much joy that brings for me. And so with that being said, I'm learning a lot about myself. I'm learning about what I want, what I need, what my goals are, what my aspirations are today and maybe tomorrow. And, you know, with that, your relationships around you change because it's not aligned with everyone.
Exactly. And you're evolving.
I'm evolving.
You know, when you're talking about traveling, you're also a professor now. Mm-hmm. You are evolving in so many aspects of your life. You are your highest self, and you're continuing to be that, because I feel like that too. I'm, you know, in the process of publishing my book, which I never thought I would get here.
So amazing.
And I feel like I'm evolving, and it's nice to see someone evolving as well with me in this
That's
journey.
Important. Growth. We're not growing. What do we have?
Stagnant.
I hate being stagnant.
Look at these quotes.
We should put it on. We should totally on Instagram. But yeah, no, this is a good conversation, and we might revisit this conversation again, because who knows where we'll be.
Can you imagine like 5 years from now or a couple of years from now, and we're just listening to the podcast before? I was listening to a podcast where I was saying I'm single. Like on the first.
Yeah, that's not the case anymore.
And I'm like, whoa, this is what, the fifth episode?
Yeah.
It might be the fifth or sixth episode. And it's already been very different.
Crazy.
In our lives. And it's so nice to just be here with you and talking about life and being very vulnerable, because we know everybody's going to listen to it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, totally.
But it's not about putting anybody down. It's about our experience. It's about empathy, and we have compassion over our friendships and our relationships, and we truly, really care. Let's be honest. Like, we really care.
We do care, and minimal judgment. I think the thing that stands out to me the most is I don't feel judged with the people that are in my life right now, the people that I'm most consistent with, including you. I don't feel judged, and that's huge, right?
Yeah.
Because I am different. I'm very different than you. You're very different than me. We're very similar.
I wouldn't say very, but okay.
I mean,
I don't think we're very different. I think sometimes we have different perspectives, but we're not very different. Besides the fact that I'm a Libra and I'm organized,
and I'm
you're
a Scorpio.
Not.
Right.
You're not organized.
So let's
start
there.
Well, you kind of are, but you're not organized in certain areas of life, like not texting. You don't text.
I'm not organized. I'm a Scorpio. I'm all over the place.
Nice.
You're being really nice. Let's be real. And she's a Libra. Yeah. Look up Scorpio. That's me. Look up
Libra,
that's Natalie. So we're
to the point
different in how we operate in certain areas of our life, but it works for us. And I think that we're both choosing to grow and choosing to not judge one another and be present for one another. And I love that.
Yes. And I'm really blessed to have friends that are so supportive.
Yeah.
You know, I think that there's a level of perspective that this episode brought for me, even just talking about it and thinking about it in the end, and how grateful I am to have, you know, challenging conversations sometimes and very vulnerable conversations.
Yeah.
I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of us too. That was good.
Yeah.
All right.
So on that note, thanks for joining us. And I hope this was really helpful.
Thank you guys.
Till next time.
Till next time. Have a good one.
Bye.